Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. I hope that everyone enjoyed their weekend. Let's start with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I bless your name. I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us a voice, Lord, to go forth and do according to your will, Lord, and be a part of something wonderful and magnificent, something life-changing, something soul-saving, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Open up doors, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and close the ones that need to be closed. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we had left off talking about unruly behavior, and I want to take you back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to start reading at verse 2. It says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent," that means without self-control, "fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God," or rather than lovers of God. So, here we are, 2015. We have a lot of disobedience in the land. That unruly spirit we were talking about on Friday's podcast, unruly, disobedient, unthankful, like it says, proud, just lack of self-control, just out of control. And it comes from even, it doesn't matter sometimes, even if the parents have done their best to raise these children right, brought them up in a good home, doesn't matter. Sacrifice for the kids, sometimes it does not matter. That's why we have to submit ourselves to God and submit our children to God in prayer. Because we don't have any guarantee. We can't do anything. We read that before in John. Without him, we can't do anything. That's why we have to trust. That's where our faith comes in. So let's go over to Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now let's read. We're going to read 1 and 6. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." That means that faith is what we are relying on. It's confidence in God. We don't see it with the natural eye, but we believe it in our spirit. And that belief gives us evidence that it exists. It's about our faith and it's about our belief. In verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." Impossible. Now, our faith is trusting in the word of God and believing on his commandments and doing his commandments. And so, in John chapter 14, which we were in, John chapter 14, verse 21, we were talking about, it says, "He that keepeth my commandments and keepeth them, hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me." It is impossible to please God without faith. Faith is believing in Christ. Christ has given us these commandments. God has given us these commandments. If we love God, we keep his commandments. If we keep his commandments, we do not exemplify unruly behavior. Unruly behavior is a sign that we do not have God. And so, what are we to say? This is a day and age that we need to let our light shine so those that see the light may glorify the Father. That's what we're going to have to do. Each day, as we go about our day, as we go to the Walmart, we go to the Target, we go to the Costco to get gas, we go to our jobs, we go to our churches, we speak before, maybe on behalf of our students, we go to the parent-teachers conference. We are doing things to exemplify the light of the Lord. We are here to show the light. We are here to show that we love one another, and by that love, they will know that we are the disciples of God. But the disciples of God have discipline. Discipline in what? Discipline in the word of God. We are not straddling the fence. We believe God, and yes, we make mistakes. We talk about that all the time, but we get back up and we keep on going. But we're not using grace as a crutch. We're not using it as something that we fall back on, our secondary plan in case the first one don't fall through. We have to walk the talk and talk the walk. Amen. Let's go over to the book of James. The book of James talks about being drawn away of our own lust. James chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does he tempt any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death." It's the word. This is the word. So anytime we're drawn away of our own lust. We can't be pretending in this hour like we're Christians, but we're really just doing our own thing. We can't do that. People's lives are at stake. Souls are at stake. We have got to walk the narrow path, as we talked about in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Narrow is the path. And actually, narrow is the way of peace. Broad, that destruction, is just unrest, it's just turmoil, it's headaches, it's problems, it's drama. When you walk the narrow path, things are laid out. Boundaries are set. Things are made plain. The do's and don'ts. I don't know about you, but I need that. The smorgasbord mentality, the buffet of life, leads to destruction. So many options. You've got to narrow that down and bring it in line with the word of God. Otherwise, you destroy yourself. And that's what it's saying. Broad is the way to destruction. The enemy is doing everything he possibly can to tantalize and lure and entertain people and bring them into the path of destruction. It's the same thing with Adam and Eve. I got something here for you. I got another alternative. Well, no, not today. We can't do the alternative. We got to follow the word of God. And it is the way of peace. And it is the way of rest. And it is the way of joy. And it is the way of everlasting life. And so we teach our children in this. We show our light amongst our coworkers. We may be not able to give them the word of God because it's not appropriate in the workplace. But if you have, maybe you can even start one. If you don't have, start a Bible study at your job. Start one on your lunch hour. Start one at maybe after work. Start one on Saturday afternoon. There's a Bible study we're going to be starting Saturday afternoon in National City, a small group Bible study. We need to get the word out that people don't have to live this way. Life is short. Even if we live on this earth 90 years, say we live on this earth 100 years, it's short compared to eternity. We need to really line up with the word of God in the spirit of God and bring our minds peace. Our minds are at unrest. There's so many things going on in our minds, battles. But you know what? You fight in the spirit. The sword of the spirit is the word of God. We really need that sword of the spirit, and we need the shield of faith, wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Have faith in God and sharpen up your sword with the word of God. We got to be warriors in this day. We can't be passive. We can't be apathetic. We can't be uninterested. We can't do it. We have got to get passionate about God, because people are leaving here and they are not saved. And we got to get really concerned about those that are not saved. Amen. Love the Lord. And if we love God, we love his people. And we love people that we want to see them healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless you.